Fresh off Tyler's win in the game spelling bee, we are back here on the show. You Can't Be Serious is about 10 minutes away. So a part of the audio from yesterday and Bill Snyder at the Kansas City Catbacker event that gets glossed over somewhat because of him both defending his stance originally on the Corey Sutton situation and then going into the drug test aspect of it. Sandwiched in between there was this.
Very little that was said, and, you know, whatever yokel it was that wrote the article, you know, it took very little of that is accurate or true.
Yeah, Kellis took it on the chin there in that rant as well.
And he's on vacation right now.
Yeah, he's on vacation. I will just say I extended an olive branch to him and said, hey, if you want to come on, defend yourself in this, or at least speak to your side of the situation, writing the story. And he did politely decline, said he appreciated it, but did not opt to do that. So just wanted to point that out there. I know at least in his article he did mention, and he tried to reach out to K-State to get another side of the story, but with them not offering any comment when the story comes out, then it does obviously look pretty one-sided because it just had the Corey Sutton quotes in it.
Mitch.
What's up?
Spell yokel.
No.
I think it's Y-O-K-E-L.
It is Y-O-K-E-L. But not a word that you hear in 2017 very, very often.
Yeah, been a while since I had heard that one for sure. You know, the reason, and here is Bill Snyder again on the main reason that he was against releasing Corey Sutton, and it's really about more than just Corey Sutton. It's been his policy in general.
You're a number two. You probably want to be a number one. And, you know, if you have the option to leave and you've got 22 number twos on your team leaving, you don't have much of a team left. So, you know, it doesn't make sense to not try to, you know, prevent that from happening.
Well, now it has basically happened that Corey Sutton got his release. K-State, rightfully so, I think, is worried about what could happen in the future if this becomes a pattern, if this were a thing that is easier to transfer. I think especially at a place like K-State where there's less margin for error if you do lose a handful of kids than at a bigger school such as Texas, Oklahoma, something like that. The hit is suffered more for K-State. Now what do we think will happen in the future with guys that are mulling a transfer, guys that are unhappy? How does this unfold now? Because I think there are a couple different ways it could go. You might now have K-State changing their stance somewhat. I mentioned Gene Taylor. He eventually stepped in here, it would appear, and went ahead and gave the release to Corey Sutton after what Bill Snyder had initially opted to do. And I brought up the comparison. This is like his Letty Romero situation. I think John Curry acted differently after the Letty Romero situation, fearing the same kind of backlash. Does K-State now soften their stance on it and allow more of this to happen? Do some of the players look at this and say, all right, if K-State is going to turn me down, I'm just going to immediately go to social media, go to the media, and try and make this a public issue to force K-State's hand and allow me to have a release? Or does it go a third way? I think another possibility here is something that we had talked about, and that is you view this situation now as, man, look at all the trouble Corey Sutton had to go through, and he may have hurt his reputation some by using the slave master term in trying to accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. It's not worth all that. I'm just going to get myself kicked off the team and go that way because then I'll be free to leave as opposed to taking the hit from transferring, quote-unquote, the correct way or the more conventional way like this, because I think all of those would be legitimate fears here in how this is going to be handled moving forward.
And there is a flip side to the coin. There is a pro and con regardless of which way K-State goes moving forward, because if they continue to try to do the same thing here that happened with Corey Sutton and they continue to block those, you better believe that that's going to get used against them in recruiting. I mean, it is going to get brought up with other coaches when they're talking to recruits. Hey, look at what happened to K-State. You don't want to be a part of that atmosphere, et cetera, et cetera. Right or wrong, that's just how the recruiting game goes. So if you lax up on it, like you mentioned, you may lose more players that are already in your program. If you stand pat, you may not get as many players into your program to begin with because of the recruiting factor.
Recruiting-wise, I would think that there's already so much ammo there for others to use in negative recruiting just based on Bill Snyder's age, that that still was probably going to fall second or third fiddle to whatever negative recruiting somebody else would try to do. So I would tend to think, just my natural gut instinct right now, that that won't have all that big of a long-term effect. So much else is going to happen in the program, we would imagine, in the fairly near future here as well, just based on Bill Snyder's health situation and all the talks surrounding who's going to take over. It may be such a fluid issue that it just doesn't become anything, because things will continue to change and evolve for the K-State football program. That doesn't worry me as much as maybe it would for some. It's not great. It certainly doesn't help. But I wouldn't put that as a big issue. I do think, though, you'll see a combo of 1 and 2 starting to happen now. I think K-State will likely, and perhaps rightfully so, become more open to looking at the gray area of what happens in these transfer situations instead of just viewing black or white type of scenario. I think now there probably is more leeway. K-State will think about it much harder before they would give a total hard no here on the transfer process. And then at the same time, I think you would have kids being more willing to make the knee-jerk reaction of, okay, if I get turned down, I'm going to try and see if I can turn the public opinion back around against K-State and against the program and therefore get my release. I'd imagine a combination of those two things would now be the real aftermath of this situation.
It's like we talked about in the first hour, a player's voice has never been louder than it is now because of social media. You know, 10 years ago, if a player were in this position, they're going to call their local paper maybe and try to get their story out there, but honestly, it's not going to go very far. That's not the case anymore, and like I said in the first hour as well, that is the biggest weapon that you have. That is the biggest stick at the fight, essentially, and that's really why this resulted in all of the backlash that it did in the first place.
I do agree with you. I would also say that, well, they have more power now because of that. It has also occurred in an era where the schools have more and more money because of said athletes. So there's some give and take there on both sides. And one of the final real absurdities just about the way the NCAA works and how the system is right now is the fact that possibility number 3 exists for me. Not only is it crazy that the student-athlete has to sit out a year if they're going to transfer, they can potentially be barred from having financial aid for that first year if the school denies them a release, but yet the coaches can move freely wherever they want. They can also recruit over the player with no real worries of anything happening. The players are at a huge disadvantage there. There's also this messed up fact that, quite literally here, it's better to go fail a bunch of drug tests, do whatever it is you got to do to get kicked off the team. It's better for your financial future to do that than it is to actually go through the process through the normal channels here like Corey Sutton tried to in transfer. That doesn't seem to make much sense. And I'm not saying that that's a K-State-specific problem. Within the confines of the system, it's a system-wide problem that exists. Does that make sense? Is that really promoting what you would want to promote for conduct from student-athletes?
We may. I asked this on Twitter earlier today. Did we learn lessons from this? And it's very possible that Bill Snyder has and that K-State has. But ultimately, all of the ingredients that created this fire, they're all still there because of the NCAA. And for that reason, this will happen again, maybe at K-State, maybe not. But it will happen again. And it probably will not stop happening until there is some real changes as far as structurally talking about in the NCAA.
We'll get to You Can't Be Serious when we come back. That'll close up shop for us this week here on The Game.